The hand that holds the pen can rock the world. I believe in writers because we can speak softly and loudly and not carry a big stick. Because we can link arms and not bear them. Because we keep our comadres and our compadres beside us and not behind us. We can stage a play and a rally. We change diapers, genres, and the world. We pick up the tempo, the children, and the phone. We make dinner, metaphors, and commitment because we can write a novel, a poem, and our senator. It's the artist's way, not either or, but and. I believe in writers. We know the way of snake and moon, which is to say, edit and revise, because we apply ourselves lipstick and narrative structure, because we can form a carpool, a sentence, a chorus, and a committee. We think big and start small. Take heart, take hands, make meaning, make music. I believe in writers because if I have and you need, I know to lend and you know to borrow. Because we write mysteries and bills, we think circles and families, not me and mine, but us and ours. Because we know how to talk together, to cut to the chase and not to the funding. I believe in writers. We're the next generation, the Starfleet, making love and films. Because we've always known to cry. We've always known to sing. Teachers and nurses, gardeners and librarians, the work left to writers will build the new world. We're part Papa H, part Lorca and Rambo, Octavio Paz and Joyce C.O., a smidgen of Rumi and Barbara K., Salinger, Marchese, and Austin J., daughters of Mirabai and Emily D., sons of Cervantes, Rilke, and Keats, James Baldwin, Gertie S., and Luis U., Machado, Morrison, and Dr. Seuss. We're Dickens and Langston and Pablo N., Alice Walker, Hafiz, and Alan G. We're talented and passionate and plain. I believe in writers. We're the hope of the ozone layer, mothers of the rainforest, brothers of the homeless, children of peace. I believe in writers. Writers can. It's time. We must. On Call for Life. When God called Moses, he answered, "I'm here." Remember, he saw a bush on fire and not consumed, and he must have thought of a thousand other places to be. But he said, "I'm here." Sometimes it's the best we can give. I'm here. I promise. My finger to the wind, I promise never to keep an audience waiting or worse, to bore them. I promise to call on your birthday. I promise to hug you and tell you I love you every chance I get. I promise to have a snow leopard in my dream tonight and to lend you a wallaby or bison for yours. I promise to buy an orangutan mask and give it away, saying last and maybe only. I promise never to diet, but to go towards my beauty as if she were the last woman on earth. I promise to tell my lover when I think of him gladly and realize he's the best deal the universe ever made me. And I promise to be at the other end of a ringing phone at 4 a.m., but it better be good. I promise to ask after the health of rainforests, like a cousin we love, but only right at Christmas. I could build us one now. Can't you feel the air like green silk and the insects delicate and intricate as any miracle? Are you with me? I'm here, and I promise to let a herd of black rhinoceros run through this poem. And I promise to cry when I hear the winter movement from the Four Seasons, any poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins, and that the whip route will pass near schools. I want to think family when I hear nuclear. I'm glad I called Nana on Sundays while I still could. I light candles on Friday and feel Shabbos fall in velvet folds. Picture my children's shining faces, hear in my heart my father's voice. I'll braid peace into every strand of challah. I promise to buy a drum. I'll wear my best dress and show my strutting legs. And like Dr. King, I too will be a drum major for peace, a drum major for justice. I'll march to the beat of his dream and my dream, and I'll write and read and rest and eat plums in summer. I'll be there when I'm needed. My face to the wind, hair blown back, paper rattling a bit like frost on Kennedy's lectern. I'll be there. It's my job. I wanted it. I'll be there. You can count on it. Writing home. I'm at home in my mother's sewing kit. I don't sew, but I love all the buttons, the nautical silver ones from that short gray coat with the blue velvet collar, the one she told me was so thinning, or maybe it was slenderizing. It was some word filled with calorie charts and half portions and no fats and celery sticks. Or those blue pearly buttons from her blue cashmere sweater, the one I wasn't allowed to borrow, the one I told Nancy I had to have, and I wore it to Mom's funeral. No, I didn't. That's just writing. I wore a purple satin number that she would have called outlandish. Under it, I wore her most exquisite black slip, the one with a 4-inch lace hem and a pink silk ribbon running through it. I rode to the graveyard in Queens with Nancy and Jim and my girlhood love, Jonathan. Jonathan held my hand. He noticed that my thumbnail had been crushed. He touched it, sadly. "Now you're not perfect anymore," he told me. The rabbi told everyone about Nancy's special relationship to Mom. I knew he meant I moved away. I wanted to tell him, "There's no special in love." But I knew it wasn't true. There is special in love. I was her favorite. That's what I wanted to say to the white carnations, to the men davening. But there weren't men davening. That's just writing. Hardly anyone came. Our stepfather came and told jokes. He was the Johnny Carson of death. "Now let's bring out and give her a big hand, folks. My ex-wife." My mother would have hated that. She would have thrown her wedding ring at him. She would have told me what a weak SOB he was. I would have comforted her, wouldn't I? I was her favorite, wasn't I? She wouldn't have liked the way my sister and I sat Shiva for her. We didn't turn the mirrors to the wall. We looked at ourselves in her clothes in them. We finally got into her dresser. We tried on her beautiful, smooth kid gloves, even the elbow-length white ones with the tiny pearl buttons. We put her bracelets on over the gloves, like Audrey Hepburn in Roman Holiday. We wore the hats with black nets, all with the Mom smell of antelope perfume and death. And her Christian Dior nail polish, coral ice, we put it on our toenails in October. No, we didn't. That's just writing. We divided all the makeup equally. Nancy took the Lancôme lipsticks. I took Charles of the Ritz midnight blue eye pencils. We made every hors d'oeuvre we could think of in her repertoire. We drank all her wines. We divided the sweaters and Lennox china and Waterford crystal and her silver, unwinding each tarnished candy dish from its plastic wrappings. Then there was our sled. Nancy lives in Phoenix. She hadn't any children. She took the sled. I don't sew. I took the sewing box. Or am I just writing? Wage peace. Wage peace with your breath. Breathe in, firemen and rubble. Breathe out, whole buildings and flocks of red-winged blackbirds. Breathe in, terrorists. And breathe out, sleeping children and freshly mown fields. Breathe in, confusion. And breathe out, maple trees. Breathe in, the fallen. And breathe out, lifelong friendships intact. Wage peace with your listening, hearing sirens, pray loud. Remember your tools, flower seeds, clothespins, clean rivers. Make soup. Play music. Memorize the words for thank you in three languages. Learn to knit and make a hat. Think of chaos as dancing raspberries. Imagine grief as the outbreath of beauty or the gesture of fish. Swim for the other side. Wage peace. Never has the world seemed so fresh and precious. Have a cup of tea and rejoice. Act as if armistice has already arrived. Celebrate today.